We can't let that support ship rejoin its capital ship. If we do, the system's lost. Fesky spun her condor along its short axis and blasted apart yet another slag that thought it could sneak up on her. That was the name they'd settled on for Gok fighters, slags.
I can see that, Spank, she squawked. Do you intend to continue interrupting my concentration with the bleeding obvious?
The Ix's gambit for taking this star system had involved hiding their support ship behind a nondescript asteroid, guarded by three squadrons of slags. Luckily, Husher's message to a friendly element on a human colony, otherwise covered with radicals, had given them access to several well-placed orbital sensor arrays, and they'd been able to spot the hiding ships. Can you calculate how long the support ship will take to join up with the destroyer next to that gas giant? He said. I'm kind of busy here. Three slags had broken from the swarm protecting the fleeing support ship to try separating Husher from his squadron.
They must have identified him as its leader, Fesky reflected. The Gok are getting better at this. I'm kind of busy, too, Fesky grumbled as she watched another pair of slags line up to make a run at her.
Nevertheless, she set her computer to calculating the time frame Husher wanted as she swung her guns around to face the nearest Gok. Within seconds, she had an answer.
20 minutes, less if the two roost ships tying up the destroyer fall.
We need to act now, Madcap.
Easier said than done. The Gok aren't afraid to kamikaze us the moment we get close to that support ship.
Then we need to get rid of our own fear.
Okay,
Fesky said, trying to keep sarcasm out of her voice. She just loved it when humans got cryptic.
What do you have in mind?
Let my haymakers form a protective cone around your dive bombers. As the slags try to kamikaze us, my pilots will peel away from the formation one by one to take them on in dogfights to the death. If the haymakers win those, they'll live to fight the next one. But if the Gok manage to crash into them, at least we'll be taking down one of theirs, too. Fesky wished the UHF would upgrade its terminology. Dogfight wasn't right, since it referred to planet-based fighter combat in which there was a down.
There is no down in space.
She brushed the thought away.
So we'll be your payload, my dive bombers.
Exactly.
Good work, Spank. I'll pass on the plan to my flyers.
It took their pilots under a minute to regroup, as Husher had described. I want everyone accelerating at 6 G's toward that ship, he said over a wide channel. Use your Okarium boosts to reach that rate as fast as our birds can handle. Now! Together, both squadrons screamed toward the enemy, and Fesky started performing the exercises every fighter pilot was taught to combat that much pressure on the body. Two squadrons of slags sprang forward.
Not enough!
Though she wouldn't stroke Husher's ego by saying so, his plan was decent. The Gok wouldn't expect them to act as suicidally as their own pilots did. Unfortunately, at the moment, this was sort of boring for Fesky. If she fired at the Gok, she'd risk hitting one of the haymakers protecting her fighters. So she watched the tactical display instead. Husher was the first to break formation, to take on two slags. He feinted a chicken run at the first, twitching his attitude upward at the last second and rotating around his short axis to blow up the dim-witted Gok from behind. Undeterred, the second enemy fighter charged at Husher, which was exactly the wrong thing to do. The human made short work of the poor dope and moved on to engage another. Other haymakers fared less well. Fesky's battle calm was shaken as three condors fell to Gok firepower in quick succession. Under normal circumstances, the kamikaze technique would be next to useless in the vastness of space. But Gok did seem to excel at limiting the room their enemies had to meaningfully operate in. The condor formation had nearly reached the support ship when the last haymaker left to engage another pair of slags. The final Gok squadron defending the Ixen support ship sped forward then.
Too late, dimwits. Ignore the enemy fighters, she told her squadron. Execute an alpha strike on the support ship and prepare to turn around for another pass.